The husband of Pakistani Christian woman acquitted after spending 8 years on death row on blasphemy charges is appealing to U.S. President Donald Trump for refuge, according to the Reuters news agency. In a video recorded by the British Pakistani Christian Association and seen Sunday by Reuters, Ashiq Masih, the husband of Asia Bibi, whose case has been outraging Christians worldwide, also appealed to the United Kingdom and Canada for assistance, citing danger to family members and their lives. Reuters said that the U.S. Embassy and British Canadian High Commissions in Islamabad did not respond to a request for a comment on the appeal initially. The United States has reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil industry and financial sector Monday, following through on President Trump's pledge to roll back relief Iran received as part of the international agreement to limit its nuclear program. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters at a news conference with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that the Iranian regime has a choice. He says the administration is issuing temporary exemptions for a handful of countries. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech Monday that Iran will break the U.S. sanctions and continue to sell its oil. President Trump said in a statement on Friday that the purpose is to force Iran's leaders to choose either to abandon what he calls Iran's destructive behavior or to continue down the path toward economic disaster. The United States says it does plan to issue the temporary waivers to several countries, allowing them to continue purchasing Iranian oil without being subject to reimposed U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. UN officials and volunteers from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent are vaccinating children and distributing desperately needed aid for the first time in a remote camp for the displaced on Syria's border with Jordan. A spokesperson said that Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomes the delivery of humanitarian aid and is calling for continued full, safe, sustained, and unimpeded humanitarian access to all people in need throughout the country. Also, UN World Food Program spokesperson said that the last time the UN reached the remote camp was in January of this year. Russia, a close ally of the Syrian government, blames the United States for the deterioration of the situation in camps for the displaced. The U.S.-led coalition has denied such allegations and blamed Russia and the Syrian government instead. The trial of extradited Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is beginning this Monday in federal court in Brooklyn, New York, where he faces drug trafficking and conspiracy charges. Prosecutors, defense lawyers, and U.S. District Judge Brian Cogan have started by choosing jurors for what is expected to be a four-month trial. In a sign of the level of attention on the case and the notoriety of the defendant, the jury is being kept anonymous. Guzman is 61 and formerly led the cartel named after its base in a Mexican state. U.S. authorities have described the group as one of the most powerful drug trafficking organizations in the entire world. Guzman's nickname, a reference to his 5'6" height, is often translated in English as shorty. Chinese President Xi Jinping said Monday that China would take steps to widen access to its markets as he opened a huge trade fair amid criticism from other countries about China's economic and business practices. She said China would lower tariffs, take more action to punish violations of intellectual property rights, as well as work to boost domestic consumption of imported goods. Speaking at the Trade Expo in Shanghai, she pledged to embrace the world as China promotes the growing consumer market in the world's second largest economy. He did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name, but alluded to Mr. Trump's America First economic policies. He also criticized the isolationism and cited the need to defend multilateral trade. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.